It's very, very, very good for us to have Rav Willard Shliko with us. I think a couple years ago when he came, I don't remember if last year or the year before, but I introduced Rav Willard with a story that happened, which I think taps into Rav Willard. This happened to me. It was a very embarrassing story for me. It was the first time I was inside a kiddushin at Talmid's wedding, and the day of the wedding, the morning of the wedding, I asked the Talmid make sure he had the ring and everything was taken care of and so forth, and he told me, yeah, I have the ring. And I asked him, you pay for the ring? And he said, not yet. I'm going to pay for it, but I haven't paid for it yet. And you'll learn Kiddushin. So Kesef Kiddushin is very important, and Shavuot Kesef is very important, and he didn't pay for the ring yet. So I panicked, and I called up my Rebbe, Rav Yonason Sacks. And Rav Yonason Sacks, I told him the story, and back and forth, quoted me some sources and so forth, but it was actually Rav Willard speaking about Makash Milva a little bit. Okay, so back and forth, and Rav Sacks told me, I can't answer this question, please call Rabbi Willig. So I called Rabbi Willig. And Rabbi Willig said, tell him to pay for the ring. He yelled at me, tell him to pay for the ring. And I called the Talmud and I said, pay for the ring. This is in the morning, the wedding's in the evening. And he tells me that the wedding's in Muncie, the atrium, and the mocher is in Boston. So that's not so simple. So I called Rav Willard up and I told him that fact. Rav Willard said, well, I know people in Boston, Brookline, I'll arrange for them to pay for the ring. I called a chazan up and he said, well, the ring's not in the Brookline area, it's in some other area. And back and forth, we solved the problem. But Rav Willard is not just a magid shir and why you're in a rav of a shul. Rav Willard is what I'll call a rabbi's rabbi. And very, very chashuv rabbanim turned to Rav Willig for halachic guidance, for hashkafic guidance. A very, very a person who's got a lot under his, a lot of responsibility and a lot of tremendous, tremendous knowledge and chachma in Torah and otherwise. It's a tremendous schus for us to have Rav Willig share with us a short shir and questions and answers after.
Thank you very much for Shiva, Shusha Rabbanan. I'm told to say a Shiva for about 20 minutes and then open the floor to questions and answers. On the Hava Mebeis, Omer Abaye, HaMekadesh B'milva Eina Mekudeshes. Someone who acquires, who performs an act of Kedushin with a milvet, is Rashi. Baba Hiskashi libe milvet shehil visich. He lent her money, and now instead of her paying him back, the marriage will take effect. No, it won't. Eina mekudeshes. It doesn't work. Rashi doesn't explain too much why it is. He says a few words. The derived from stay effort is no kicha kicha. The yod midi bishas kiddushin. You have to give the woman something at the moment of the kiddushin in order for the kiddushin to be valid. Continues Rashi and says, umilva lahotzah nitna, which means the moment you lend the money out to the woman, the money belongs to her, even if she hasn't spent it. It's the same $100 bill in a wallet which you gave her last week. Doesn't matter, it's hers. Ukfarain shalah. She owes mother money. So if you look in the, thank God they gave it a fancy edition, they can actually read it in good print. Owes vahada. On the words milva lo tzah nitna, it says, take a look in the Gemara. That mem zayin amen aleph. Please, everyone open up. Now I want you to look inside the Gemara. Mem zayin amen aleph. They're told to look at the Rashi for us. On the first line, the first wide line of Mzayin and Manal. Omarava Makadish Bilva in the Kudeshis. Bilva Lotso Nidna. Oh, Rashi got it right. The Gemara says to Machlokas at Tanoim. Why? Nebuchadnezzar. I'm a cash with Milva and a Mekudeshes. Yes, I'm a Mekudeshes. I don't book a Milva. The Maris of the Milva don't son it. No, the Maris of the Milva don't son it. No, fine. Frek the Gemara. It's the last, we're only learning one more line of Gemara. That's it, one more line. Kitizvara, that's your cash. Hey, Mos Sefer. The sanctum of that price says, Vishovim b'mecher shezek kon. Both Tanoim. The one that says Kiddushin is good, the one that says Kiddushin is no good, both agree that if you utilize a milva to acquire property, kon. Iyamrit milva lotzonit no, b'mai koni. Rashi. The shavim b'mecher, third word line at the end, imachalo karka, shedikta b'kesef. Im amale milve sheyesh li olecha yielecha b'shulam mecher v'disratalo kon alokech imesh l'bien. What does that mean? I lent you $100. Okay, you owe me $100. Now I want to buy your field. So instead of you giving me money, what do? Mokal the money, there's no handing of money, there's a mechila of money. It works. It's impossible. If Mimelot saw it, the same as it doesn't work with respect to Kiddushin, because nothing is given, so too it should work with respect to a sale, for the very same reason. Nothing is given, it's no good. Even though something is in effect given, because a loan is forgiven, and if you forgive someone $100, it's just that you gave him $100. That's an accountancy. Anyone know when going to accountancy? The accountant, maybe? CPA or something? You know an accountant? From an accountant's perspective, it doesn't matter if I give you $100 or I forgive you $100 that you owe. It's all the same thing. The net worth, the bottom line is the same. Doesn't matter. It's no good. If Milva lo hotzon it, no, it's no good for Kiddushin. It's no good for Mechira. Is it clear? This concludes our analysis of the Gemara for the moment. Any questions? Have a question you can ask me now? We're already 5 minutes into the Shia, only 15 minutes to go on the clock. Okay, Rabosai, I open a Rambam. Rambam can be found, if you have old daughter, maybe you can find it in the back. I don't know, they have the Rambam in Mishpat HaMole. How many fellows have the old daughter Gemara? Not too many, forget about it. Okay, we'll say it to Rambam inside. If you have it, look at the back. Perek Zayin in Hilchos Mechira Halacha Dalet Mishiyesh lo chobetz l'chavero V'yom lo mechor li chobetz shel yayin v'chor v'shiyesh yetzlecha v'rotza amokar. Sell me a barrel of wine instead of paying cash, forgive the debt. Harezeh kimi shenon adam emato. It's as if money was given right at that moment. If someone backs out from this transaction, mikabel misha pora. What is a misha? Who knows what a misha pora is? Raise your hand. Who ever heard of a misha pora? Not the rebbein. That's cheap. Who ever heard of misha pora? Yeah. What's a misha pora?
Retroactive.
Not limafreya. That's good. Close. It's a misha pora. Anybody? I'll tell you before I show you the Gemara. A Misha Parah, gentlemen, is the opposite of a Misha Berah. Yeah?
The guy who backs out of the deal gets a curse?
Correct. A Misha Berah is a bracha. Very good. Misha Berah, I was saying, we were in shul yesterday. That's a great thing. Misha Berah is a great thing to get. You didn't pay for it. Misha Berah. It's great. The opposite of a Misha Berach Rabosai is something which is called a Misha Parah. What does Misha Parah mean? It's like this. If you have the Masechta Kiddushin in front of you, I can show you a Masechta Kiddushin on that Chof Ches. Chof Ches. Chof Ches. Amud Beis. 10th line. Rabbi Yochanan says, "Dvar Torah with a small base of the Mishvah, most kolos. By Torah law, if I give you the money for your chair, I acquire it." Umatam Amar Mishicha Kona. The rabbi said, "No, doesn't work. The cash. You have to pull the chair to you." Remarkable thing. What does that mean? The Rashi says, the last narrow line, I won't bother doing anything about it. So therefore, it'll burn down. Terrible thing. It'll burn down. So therefore, the rabbis knocked out the kinyan d'oraisa. And they said, the d'oraisa and the Torah, you acquire the money with the object with money. Rabbanan said, nope. You do not acquire it until there is what we call in our language, meshicha. So you pull it towards you. You pull it towards you. So what will happen if somebody gave money and then backed out? The mocher backed out, the lokeach backed out. Somebody backed out from the kinyan. Terrible thing. Gave money already. Now you're backing out. Not a nice thing to do. Says the Gemara Masechta the Bava Metzia. If somebody backs out from the kinyan after the money exchanges hands, we give him a mishapar. What does it mean in Mishapara? What are the actual words? Anyone know what the words are of the Mishapara by chance? Mishapara. Anche Dor HaMabul, Dor HaFloga, Hu Yipara, Misha Eina Omer B'Dibura. The Gavar knows the Mishapara, Balpen. Tamir Chom don't even know Mishapara. That's in the Gemara. Mishapara is not in the Gemara. Mishapara is. So they gave him a curse. That he a chutzpah, this guy, he gave money or took money and he's backing out. That's Mishapar. Okay, fine. So the Rambam says, if you, instead of giving money, you forgive money, the same Mishapar exists. The Ficha, in Mokalo Karka Bechobo, instead of selling a barrel, you sold property, real property, land, a house, a field. Ein Echad Men Yochal Avzabo. Rambam says, although the Rambam of course passes the Makadosh Milv, as I'm sure you learned, ain't a Mekudeshes, when it comes to real estate, he says the sale is completely valid. And in the interim, with respect to movable property, such as a barrel, the sale is valid by Torah law, obviously, and you can back out if you won't take a curse. Rabbah say, what's wrong with this Rambam? What's wrong with the Rambam? What's Rambam against? The Gemara. The Gemara says, the Shavim b'mechash is ekana, if you'll nivel lavo tzonidna. Rambam passes nivel lavo tzonidna, ain't a mekudeshes, and he still paskins, but the sale's out. Who do you think is going to hit the Rambam on this one? Who's going to hit up on him? Who do you think? Get a guess. The first person to jump on the Rambam, who would it be? Arrived, of course. Hasagas arrived. What are you, Loya Dati Zeloma? What are you talking about? What are you saying? It's impossible. Milvalotso Nitna. He says, Kiddushin Am Zayin. Vishav Mimechash is a Kona. He Milvalotso Nitna. But my Kony. Hey. He tells you how the Rambam made a mistake, basically, one Baba Matsya. That fooled him. The Kitza, the Rambam is wrong. It's against the Gemara. 10 minutes down, Rabbi Osai. 10 minutes to go. Well, I only have 10 minutes to answer this Rambam. 10 minutes. My Rebbe is a Koran of the Bracha. Gave the following teretz to this Rambam. If you look in Choshen Mishpat, and I don't have the time to read it to you inside, in Simon Kut Tzadi, the very beginning, he fought a fundamental dispute between two of the greatest halachic commentaries on Choshen Mishpat. One is the Sma. Sefer Iris Inayim, the Talmud of the Ramah. He writes that the way that Kesef works is as follows. Let's say I want to buy a house in Riverdale, $1 million, easy. Rivendell. Who's from Rivendell anyway? You know why? You can't afford to live there. House was $1 million. $1 million. I give you one pruta. One pruta. That's all I give you. Yeah? I acquire the house. One pruta. Wow, one pruta. Says the smart. Says if I gave you $1 million, and you gave me back $1 million minus a pruta. So the rest is it. It's a loan. It's an outstanding loan. From the buyer to the seller. You know, when I sell chametz, I make one deal a year. Erev pays with the goy. It's it, huh?
Joe Brown?
That's correct, John Brown. John Brown. You find it's on the OU, so they have some video of it somewhere. It's interesting, if you learn about the Kinyanim, give a look, it's an OU video. So, I say to him, you know, we're selling you the chametz is all yours, and the money you owe us is an outstanding loan from the buyer to the seller, the non-payment of which shall in no way affect the sale. If he doesn't pay us back, John, if you don't pay the rest of the money, we'll come after you in court, but the sale is valid anyway. It's very important, the chametz, you gotta get rid of the chametz no matter what. Can't be a condition. Fine. So the Sma says that all, you buy a house, that's how it works, you buy a car, that's how it works, it always works that way. The Taz, have you heard of the Taz? He's more famous for his commentaries on Aruch Chaim and on Yerodea. He has a Chosh Mishpat too. The Taz says, I'm sorry, it's my dead room. And he brings a raya that somebody in this room should be able to bring. What's the raya at the Sma's room? This is a raya that's so powerful that it's almost impossible to get out of it. Almost impossible. I want somebody in this room to pick up his hand and tell me, what's the proof against the Sma from a Gemara that you all know? Everybody in this room knows this Gemara. I give you my word. I can take almost a shvur. Every single boy in this room knows this Gemara. Yes?
Kedushin?
Kedushin, okay. Explain. Yeah. Explain. Yeah, you're learning Kedushin, right? That's right. You're right. You're right. You're right. You're on the right track. You say one more word, and you're right. Kedushin is a Kenyan. Yeah, okay. How do you know it works? How do you know? Who said that Kedushin is a Catholic word? Who told you? What's the source in the Torah? Oh, guys, yeah. Guys, I think everyone has to know that. Kicha, kicha, from where? Stay up from. So the Gemara is clearly equating what? Kicha of Karka with Kicha of Kiddushin. Let me ask you this, the Taz, the question. Do you actually pay the full value of your wife and you get the loan back? What? Do you put a price tag on a wife? I'll tell you a story. If you forget the whole shiur, remember the story. Lilith and Karen Biavna, 45 years ago, after Pesach, we learned Kiddushin. And I was on a bus from Yerushalayim to Karen Biavna. And I was open, those days, I was a master in those days. I had my Gemara open. And on top it said, what's the name of the parak? The longest parak in Shas, correct? In terms of blat, I think it's the longest parak in Shas, the first parak Kiddushin. Ha'isha Niknes, Perek Rishon Kiddushin. It's on top of every page, right? A lady sits down next to me, and it was a mixed bus, of course. And she sits next to me, and she says, Slicha, straight, okay. Ashala Shol Shela, okay. Mazot Omeret Ha'isha Niknet. Whoa. This is 1967. It's before all the Mazot Omeret Ha'isha Niknet. I said, Zarak Omer, I told her that Kemosh Yesh Procedura Kedei Leknot Chefetz, it's Procedura Leknot Isha, not Muslim Tabat. Everyone knows you give a Tabat, you have to give everyone to get married with the Rabbanut, but Muslim Tabat, the Muslim Kesef. Have a chas v'shalom nachshav afil rega chad sheha isha shayechad lebal kemo shoro v'chamoro v'beito v'sadeu. Oh, okay, she's a little bit ragua. Doesn't mean that he acquires her like chattel. Fortunately, she didn't look in the Mishnayos subsequently, she would have learned the Kiyas perhaps. Evid Ivri Nikne, Evid Kanani Nikne, Vehemagasa Niknes. Lucky she didn't go that far, but she just saw on top. Okay? So, says the Taz, it's inconceivable that when you get married, you're buying woman like you buy chalice at a price tag. It's ridiculous. What we call it, it's a ceremonial kinyan. In the words of the yeshivas, the smahal is it's kesef piraon, you're paying the value, or kesef shivui, the full value, and the smat and the taz is it's kesef kinyan, ceremonial, like chalipin, it's a ceremony, you're not paying. So to kesef, the proof, absolute, insurmountable proof, is from kiddush. Yes, I know there's an avnim aluim, and a disciple, not going there now, very difficult what they say, leave it out. Bottom line is, they're both sides, a wife, never forget this, a wife is either priceless or worthless. You can't put a price tag on a woman. They're going to say, give me $1 million for your wife. Mother would slap in the picture of it. No such thing, not for sale. Okay, fine. So my Rebbe said, had a fantastic idea. Listen to what my Rebbe said. Look at the Mishnah, which tells us, after all those Mishnayos we just mentioned, you know, you have every Isha Niknes, and then Eved Ivri, and Eved Kanani, and Behemagasa. Everything is Niknes. But then you have another Mishnah, which is found on Chov HaMamanal. Take a look. Chov HaMamanal. Top line. The Chosim Sheesh L'Makrayat. That means Karka. Niknes B'Kesef B'Shtar B'Chazoka. So what word is used there, Belsai? What's the word for acquisition with money? What's the word? Kesef. Now wait a second. I showed you before on Chav Chesem and Beis. What does it say? Rabbi Yochanan said what? Zvar Torah what? Mos Konos. So my Rebbe said, wait a minute. Why here it says Kesef and here it says Mos? Every word in the Shas counts. Wow, what a great Kash. So my Rebbe answered as follows. When it comes to Kinyan Karka, the Taz is right. It's called Kesef, ceremonial. When it comes to Kinyan Metoplin, which is exactly what the Gemara is discussing over here in Chav Chesem and Beis, the Sma is right. Dvar Torah Mos Konos means dollars. Mos is dollars. You're paying cash. Kesef Piron. Kesef Shivoy. Is everybody with me so far? So that's a breakthrough my Rebbe get made. Kesef for Karka and Mos for Metaltlin are two completely different things. One is it's a ceremonial in nature, and one is you're paying full value. Don't have time to go into the sources for this. Take my words based on Benassim for Kesef for Komlo, it's a Svara. We're not going there right now. Fine. Okay, I've all said, we're now ready for the punchline. We've got a few minutes to finish. Rabosa, what do you think? If I forgive a loan, is it like I give you the money? I want two answers from you. One from the perspective of Kesef Kinyan, and one from the perspective of Kesef Piro. I want you to raise your hand. Raise both. Whoever knows the answer, raise two hands. That means you know both. Oh, the Rebbe. Rebbe's not that. Guys, wake up. If you know what I'm talking about, raise both of your hands. Both hands. You know what the answer should be for each one. Yes.
Maybe that from the idea of Kesef Kinyan, I'm not sure which one it fits with, but from the idea, it is a good transaction.
Why do you say that?
Because
Kesef Kinyan will be called ceremonial.
It makes the same effect.
Let's see what he says. Yeah.
So. Kesef Kinyan, since it's more of a ceremonial, there has to be a giving over.
Exactly.
That's what a ceremony would be. But exactly. Mama, if right. It's actual dollars, you're gaining.
You gain $100. The accountant says it's the same thing.
Exactly.
That's what my Rebbe said. Oh. Comes out like this, Rebbe Osai. Listen carefully. When the Gemara says that it's no good, the Gemara is speaking from the perspective of Kesef Kinyan. The same way as Milvalot Tzor Nitna. And Mekadesh Milva Eina Mekudeshes, not Kesef Kinyan, didn't give anything. So too, it's no good when it comes to Kesef Kinyan with respect to possessions. With me? Kesef Piron, it would be good. So my Rebbe said, you notice that the Rambam says his halacha in the seventh parak of Hilchos Mechira. What took him so long? What took him so long to get there? In parak Aleph, the very first parak, Kesef Bekesef, halacha Dalin, tells you, you give money, it's done. All of a sudden, in parak Zion, he starts talking about Metaltlin. And after describing Metaltlin, he backs in, as we've read before, to Karka. What's Pshat? So my Rebbe said as follows. In Perek, Aleph is talking about Kesef Kinyan, the ceremonial Kinyan. Never said a word about a Chov, it's no good. Let's on it though. In Perek Zion, he says, it's a new concept. Dvar Torah, Moos Konos. Moos Konos means what? Kesef Shivui, Kesef Piron, dollars. Not ceremonies, dollars. If you ask your accountant, someone forgives $100, they give you $100. Same exact thing in your network. That's how it works when it comes to a barrel to get a Mishapara. Says the Rambam, we then back in and say, the same way it works to get a Mishapara for a barrel, it works completely when it comes to Karka, whether you're not afraid it's going to get burned up in an attic, etc., etc. Adka. So far, doing great. Only one problem. If my Rebbe is so smart, why wasn't the Gemara so smart? The Gemara says that the Shav Memecha Shezekona proves that Milva is Lavlo Tzonitna. Why? Just say it works like an accountant. The Rebbe gave the Teretz, which I don't have the time for because I'm really just about to finish. I'll give you my Rebbe was such a tremendous goon. He was Mechavin to Rishonim. He didn't even have his Rishonim. He didn't even look on the side. Open up to Mem Zayin and Aleph one more time. It absolutely proves my Rebbe's theory. Right? It's Beferish on the side of the Gemara. Tosis Riyah. Mem Zayin Amud Aleph. About a little more than halfway out. That those narrow lines there. V'Ramzal Kosa. Who's the Ramzal? Ramba. The Kinyan Perek Zayin. This is Perek Nichols Mechira. The Kono Karka B'Milve. Have a Kinyan Gomer. Umetaltin the Kabuli Alay Mishapara. It's against the Gemara. Says the Riyazaki and as follows. Vidato. Tom Rabbi Yochanan, Dvar Torah Mos Konos. Loshna Mos Bien. Loshna Mos Halva. No difference whatsoever. The accountant is exactly the same thing. He brings the right from Paragazov, which I can't go into right now. Aye, it's against our Gemara. Look what he says, two lines later. Vahai shita dahocha, the low kirav yochanani, the lesa, the evsha da libni rav shimon ben lokeshi, the oma meshicha mufureshes minatora, the lomos, uldi day karka shenik the bekesef, the chazina la mishchsonas bekesef yiknu, dafke vamol shahen bien. Meridim. He says the Gemara goes according to Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish denies Dvar Torah Mos Konos. That means he denies Kesef Shiva Vipiron. He only has what? Kesef Kinyan. So of course it's no good. It's Milvah Tzonita. But the Rambam Pasuk of Yochanan. See, therefore he says it works when it comes to a barrel, and it works completely when it comes to Karka. This Tosfos Riyazaki is a proof positive that my whole Rebbe's theory is right. Although it makes no sense. Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish is talking about Metaltlin. The Gemara is talking about Karka, as Rashi said. What's the connection? The answer is that if you hold Mos Konos, it's a universal Kinyan. It works not only for Metaltlin, it works for Karka too. But Rish Lakish denies it. He only has a ceremonial Kinyan. Ceremonial Kinyan, doesn't go. We pass and it works through the back door of Kesef Shiva and Kesef Piron. Ad kan
the shiva.
No, the machlokas of sma and the taz is by karka. Here we're saying the taz is right and the sma is wrong, but the taz concedes. So when it comes to metaltlin, the